Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
We're back on Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and through Share and Change. MTE has contributed over $11 million to local nonprofits supporting meaningful causes here in our community. Learn more at sharingchange.org. Time for us this morning to learn more about Steered Straight and Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift. Jennifer Sanchez is in this morning, and getting close to that Valentine's Day, aren't we?
It is. It's right around the corner. So the best way to show that you love somebody is get them an awesome gift for not that much money.
Yeah.
So, yes.
You know where to do that, too.
Yes, absolutely. I've got the best store to do something like that. So, yeah, come on by. We've got, obviously, lots of fun little trinkets and gifts. But we do have our theme up front that we always change up is Valentine's. Actually, it's a Paris. It's a Paris-themed Valentine. So, yeah, we had a lot of fun with that one. So,
I bet.
Yeah, we've got that up front right now.
And on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, right across the street from, well, I guess things
I know,
are leaving.
Hang on.
What are we going to say now?
I don't know. What are we going to say? Yeah, Bargain Hunt is leaving next month.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that doesn't leave much in there, huh?
There doesn't. It's just a couple of like little smaller places. I think there's like an ice cream, a nail place. I think some city trend. I'm not quite sure what that is.
Is the Pizza Hut still across the street there? No, it's some type of different restaurant.
It's a Mexican.
Of course it is.
Oh, and that's really good.
Yeah.
That's delicious. I've been there a few times.
Yeah.
So
there's
yeah.
one on every corner, though,
there
it seems.
There is. I live in Shelbyville. You throw a rock and you're going to hit a Mexican restaurant.
I bet. So for those old timers, if you remember where Rose's department store used to be across the street in the big parking lot there, the big shopping center right across the street. And you were in the spot where AG Sporting Goods was.
Yes.
And did you take over the spot as well that had the bakery, or is it still next door?
No, it's still next door. That's another place. It's an awning facility that works there. And then we've got like a convenience store on the other side. So we're right in the middle. So we're AG's spot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and there's still two other spots on the end there. So, yeah, I think we're going to have to probably just say corner Middle Tennessee and MLK near Walgreens. Walgreens is on the corner.
Yeah, and there's an Ascend, I think.
Yeah.
Is it no. Heritage South.
Maybe. Something. Yeah. 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 So I think we're going to have to find other other spots to be like, hey, that's where we're at.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I know. It's disappearing over there.
We've seen a lot of stores like that, of course, dirt cheap, going out of business as well. So, but a lot of people are turning to thrift stores, aren't they?
They are. I mean, yes. Thank you so much for that, too. The thrift is definitely on the boom. People don't want to go and spend regular price. I mean, I don't either. I mean, if I'm going to go into a regular department store, I'm still looking for clearance or sale. So I'm not going to spend, $50 on a shirt. So I'm going to look for what's on sale still. So I totally get that. Actually, people should be cleaning out stuff. I'm sure that they're probably home today in the rain. They don't want to go out in the rain. Okay, thank you so much. Now start cleaning out that closet and then swing by tomorrow and drop off that donation and go shopping. So we need donations.
Well, good. So it's just as easy. So walk us through the donation process then.
Sure. I can pretty much take everything that's under your roof. There's a few things I can't. You can always call the store so we can go over that. Like if you think, is this an odd piece or something like that? But typically all your kitchen, all your linens, coarse clothing and shoes, decor, your lamps, your pictures, media. We love media. Your books, your CDs, your DVDs, your VHSs. Kids toys, kids clothes, and that hardware store. I mean, yeah, if you've got like hardware stuff, got tools that you're just not using or whatever that might look like, you're more than welcome to donate that. Please, please, please. Yeah. So I can pretty and smaller furniture items. I can definitely take like that love seat or sofa, especially if it's just gently used. There's no major rips or stains or tears on it. But yeah, there's a few things we can't take. So you can always just give us a call and we can go through that list. But please, yeah, go through that closet. Be like, we're rearranging. I'm done with this. please give.
Now, for those who are saying, I have so much, I don't know, I mean, it would take four loads to get it there. You do pickups, mm-hmm. right?
We absolutely do, yes, on Wednesdays. And so, yeah, give me a call, 615-896-5730. I do pickups on Wednesdays. Typically, I'm about 2 weeks out, but right now we're on the slower side, so I probably could pick something up for you tomorrow. I do have a spot open. So, but typically, we're about 2 weeks out on that. But yeah, we pick up that larger furniture loads or... like maybe a parent passed away and the kids are cleaning out the house and are like, we just don't want to deal with anything else. We just want to just give, mm-hmm. you know, just give us a call. And if it's a house full, you'll be my only stop. And we'll bring our box truck and I'll bring a team and we'll load that into our truck. And if we got to come back to you, we'll come back to you. So, and we've done that a few times.
Really?
So yeah, because yeah. we've gone to houses and are like, we have a lot. And when someone says we have a lot, they mean it. They got a lot. So, and it's always funny how humble some people are like, well, I have a few things. And we get there and we're like, it was a full truckload. I'm like, well, thank you for your few things.
Yeah, really.
So, yeah. So just give us a call on that. We can definitely help out with if situations have changed within the household and you need to get rid of some stuff.
Sure. Jennifer Sanchez is joining us today, Steered Straight and Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Furniture. Let's talk about that a little bit. So if you're scheduling a furniture pickup, mm-hmm. I'm sure you want to try to see what it looks like first, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Now this phone number I gave you, that's just a regular landline. Give me a call there. Let's talk that out. And then I give you a cell phone number that you send me a picture of your items, whatever that you're needing to donate furniture wise. Again, the big items, like I'm not able to take that big china cabinet or the big big wall entertainment centers that we saw of in the 90s.
Yeah.
The big stuff, I just doesn't really sell. My demographic is people who are in apartments or student living. So I really got it tailored more to the smaller items. So I can take a desk, but it needs to be like student sized desk. So I do look for that kind of stuff. But yeah, still call me, still talk it out. I need pictures. Absolutely.
So you have couches, love seats, chairs, that kind of thing too.
I do.
So,
yep.
And do you keep quite a bit of furniture out? It depends on what donations you get in.
Yeah, no, as soon as the furniture piece comes in, if I've got space on the floor, it goes right on the floor. So okay. If somebody pulls up with something, absolutely. If I'm able to take it, I typically say, yep, come on back. Once in a great while, we might be completely full. Again, give us a call before you make that that trip over. But if we're full, which is rare, if we're full, I'll suggest Greenhouse Ministries. I'll suggest Habitat. Like I will be like, hey, sure. You know, there's these other ministries too. So I don't mind sharing wealth. I don't mind sharing and giving and passing on other people's names. Absolutely. I mean, our name gets passed on too. So,
So my point there is if someone that is listening now is saying, you know, I really need to replace my love seat. I mean, you've got furniture there all the time.
It's yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have a furniture spot. Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes.
So that's part of the whole layout.
Yes.
There. Mm-hmm. So, well, good. Clothing, I guess I don't know. It's weird. you go to a regular store and, you know, it's that weird time where you can't really find the sweatshirts and jackets anymore or a good selection, and summer stuff is already coming out.
I know. We will not be making that changeover until more March.
Okay.
So we're still winter. We still got winter jackets, all of our winter clothes. We got the sweatshirts. We got all that stuff out. So we make the changeover from winter to spring more mid-March. And that's actually when all of our big sales will start happening in our clothing, where it's, you know, 30, 50, 75% off, where I got to move out all the winter stuff. We are starting that a little bit. So actually this weekend, Valentine's, kids' clothes, and jackets, they'll all be 50% off starting on Friday. So this weekend, I'm kind of getting that feel going, mm-hmm. and starting to move out some stuff because I know it's on the horizon. But yeah, we won't be changing over until that summer stuff until end of March, beginning of April. So we're still very winter.
That the saying spring cleaning, I guess that does happen a lot.
Mm. Oh,
and then you all are busy and donations coming in like crazy, I would think.
It will. Yeah, it'll definitely pick up within a month for sure. So that's where I'm like, we're kind of on the low side at the moment. So if anybody who's just like, hey, I need to do this closet, please, please go start looking through that closet. I've actually been doing it in my house too. I'm just like, all right, I need to get into my closet. So I just brought in more stuff today. So every time I go to work, I'm bringing stuff.
Well, that's a good thing to do, I guess. You know,
it's nice.
Keep things. And you mentioned then shop. So maybe someone can't wear the clothes that they have in the closet and need to clean it out, they can come in and then they can go shop too.
Yes, absolutely. And we see that a lot. I'll walk in the back to help unload the car, and I'll come back on the floor, and before I hit my desk, I'm already seeing those people walk in. Yeah. So it happens a lot.
So when you pull in, are donations taken around back?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So when you come to the building, it's a nice long building because there's two other places they're connected with us. You just drive right around back. We're the only garage in the back. So you're pulling up to the that's us. Okay. That's our garage door. That's our platform right there. So you're just pulling up in and we'll help you unload. I've got a team back there.
No, that's awesome. And I'm assuming just like any other thrift organizations, that if you need something for tax purposes or whatnot, you can take care of that.
We do. Yep. We've got those forms right there for you. And we always ask if you need a receipt.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Jennifer, we've talked a lot about the thrift store this morning, and I kind of wanted to do that to lead into all of that is great, but it's you can shop with a purpose, and that purpose is steered straight and what's being done there. So maybe give us some info about what the De Leons have been up to here lately.
Sure. They're busy. they're busy. It's a husband and wife team. It's Mark, Michael, and Darla. And Michael is usually the forefront. Darla's a little bit, but she's usually behind all the scenes. So Michael, he's out there. He's hitting all those schools and talking to students about drug and alcoholism, suicide and bullying and vaping. He also does parent and teacher conferences. And then on the side, he also does a prison ministry also. So he does quite a bit. He's always out there doing stuff. So it's his story in a nutshell. I'm sure everybody's probably very aware of like the DARE program back in the day. I actually don't know if it's a thing today, but I remember that in grade school. And similar to that, talking about just the reasons of not doing that kind of stuff and what the consequences are, but it's his story in a nutshell. So he talks about starting all of that at the age of 11 because of a parent's divorce and just some abuse that was in the family and what was going on with that. And some kid who was older, probably 15 or 16, passed him a cigarette, then next passed him a thing of alcohol, and then next passed him a joint, and there went his spiral. He got into all of that. He got into the gangs. His mom actually was killed as a result of gang violence, and he went to prison. And while he was in prison, there was a TV show program called Scared Straight there. And he didn't like it. He didn't like the whole trying to scare people into not doing something bad. He thought, we need to prevent. How do we get ahead of it? And so he came out of it going, I need to get into schools. We need to talk to them young and tell them young, you know, to make better choices and what path will lead where. There's obviously still kids who still keep going down that path and don't give a hoot, but it's in their brain now.
Yeah,
it's in the back of their brain. It's there.
They hear that story.
Yep.
They see, and when he talks, it's very passionate.
Oh, it's very passionate. Know? Oh, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a really great speaker, and he knows how to really talk to the kids too, for sure. Great job with that. And yeah, so he gets it out there. Obviously, a lot of kids will come up to him and talk to him, be like, this was awesome. Thank you so much. They'll hand over their vape pens. He gets lots of vape pens in the schools all the time that kids are handing over that kids should not have to begin with. Yeah, that's another story. or telling them that, you know, he's had actually kids come to me like, because he has an abuse story that Michael talks about also. And so kids have come up and they go to their counselor and say, because of your story, I went and talked about what was happening to me. So even with abuse and alcohol, all that stuff. So he talks about all of it. He tells you the nitty gritty. He tells people who have walked away from it and have succeeded. And he talks about who kept going and has died. Yeah. I mean, he tells both stories. He does not hide anything in his conversations with these students. So he wants them to know the truth. It's the truth. And I'm so, so grateful. So grateful that I work for a company like that.
Well, all of the proceeds from the thrift store, you know, help support the Michael's ministry, mm-hmm. what he's doing all across the country in our schools, steered straight. DARE is still available, by the way. They're still doing the DARE program.
I wasn't
some places.
Sure. Yeah. I just remember that youth.
I do. I remember the same thing. Yeah. Officer Chrisman came to ours. I don't know why. I just now remembered his name, but it did.
Wow. Good That's for a good you memory, on huh? that. I do not remember our officer, but I remember the dog. Remember the dog costume that they wore. I remember the dog walking around, and I remember the officer. I remember just sitting there on the floor, crisscross applesauce, looking at the big cop.
Oh, good stuff. Well, Jennifer, thanks for coming in, and try to stay dry out there. Okay?
Yes, you too.
Jennifer Sanchez, our guest this morning on Rutherford Issues. Don't forget, you can check the podcast. It will be up shortly at WGNSradio.com under podcast and Rutherford Issues. Mm-hmm.